Let's talk about Mr. P's Butcher Shop and Deli, 813 Shades Crest Road in beautiful Bluff Park. It's the only place I get my steaks. I get my ribeye steaks there. Oh, they are so good. Doesn't matter how you're going to cook them. No, I have not yet air-fried steaks yet, but I will tell you about it when I do. They've got a monthly meat special that is unbelievable. This is, I say monthly meat. You can buy it and then not buy it again for another couple of months, especially if you get the big one. This was a $199.99. Two 12-ounce ribeye steaks, two 8-ounce bacon-wrapped filet mignons. Ooh, so good. Two 1-pound packs of filet mignon tender tips. Five 1-pound packs of ground steak. You know, they call it ground beef. We call it ground steak because it is steak. Three packs of two each, 6-ounce boneless, skinless chicken breasts. So do the math there. There's six of those. And six-ounce boneless center-cut pork chops. So good. 1.5 pound of Mr. P's homemade Italian sausage. Again, they're making this stuff back there every single day. Two 10-ounce Italian sausage-stuffed pork chops. Unbelievably good. A 3-pound boneless pork loin roast, a 6-pound bone-in Boston butt, perfect for smoking, and a 16-ounce bottle of Pilateri's barbecue sauce. All for $199.99. If you've got a freezer, you have a place to store dinner. And every single morning you can go and you can just pull out what it is you want to cook that night, let it defrost while you're at work, and then come home, make the magic happen. That's just one of the many great specials they have. So find out more. Great place to go, MrPDeli.com. 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 You can find that stuff online. I don't tout their website often enough. Or just stop by Mr. P's Butcher Shop and Deli, 813 Shades Crest Road in beautiful Bluff Park. So here's how, and most people can run across a boneless, skinless chicken breast. And a lot of people just have them in their freezer all the time. And you may think, well, you can't really smoke that. That's sort of the kind of thing you make chicken fajitas out of. It's the thing that you, turn into chicken strips, chicken fingers, whatever. Here's the thing. You can smoke these, and it's a great, delicious change from the way you might usually cook them up. So here's what I did this past, when was it? Sunday, I want to say? Yeah. I went ahead and brined them, which is sort of unusual for me. I don't usually brine my chicken, especially single parts of chicken. But I wanted these to be particularly juicy, and I know that smoking can sometimes suck the juice out of a meat. So I brined these in a standard brine. You know, if you're going to make a gallon of it, you're going to use a gallon of water. You're going to use one cup of salt, one cup of sugar. I did about a half gallon, so I cut everything in half there. I also threw in some pickle juice. I always have pickle juice laying around the house because I eat a lot of pickles. And when I'm done with them, I just don't throw away the juice. I combine it into jars, and there you go. Threw a little bit of Pilateri's marinade in as well. Ups the salt content of that and forces the moisture into the meat, which is what you're after. You can throw other things in. You can put garlic in there if you want to. You can put rosemary, whatever. And those flavors will find their way into the meat if you let it sit long enough. You can do this for as little as a half an hour. I did it for like 6 hours because I got really busy, and I just left it sitting in the outdoor fridge for 6 hours in a bowl. It was two chicken breasts that I did in a bowl in the outdoor fridge in this brine. Now, once that is done, take them out, rinse them. Don't worry about rinsing off the flavor. The flavor's inside the meat, okay? Pat them dry, and then if you're going to put some seasoning on, make sure that you don't overseason, which is what I did. Pilateri's has a variety of great seasonings that you can use. You can use something as simple as just their Italian seasoning. Sprinkle it on. Don't overdo it. Their Greek seasoning is great on chicken. I love it. I like to throw a little extra pepper in just for fun. There is pepper in there. I like to throw a little extra in. They've got a Cajun seasoning. They've got a Mexican seasoning. Just their standard Pilateri seasoning or their bold seasoning. Any one of these would be absolutely fine to season these chicken breasts. You're going to get a fire going on half of your grill. This could be a kettle. This could be just any standard charcoal grill. It could even be a gas grill if you want it to be. But you got to have, you know, a place to put wood chips so that you can get some smoke out of it. You're going to put down on the other side where the other half of the fire would be if you were doing a whole grill. You were going to put a water pan. In my water pan, I put a beer, I put some apple juice, I put some apple cider vinegar, okay? And then you put the, once you get the thing up to speed, you don't want it to be too hot. I'm going to say medium heat, maybe medium low even. And I put the chicken breasts on, and I threw on a piece of apple wood to get the smoke out of it. And that is exactly what happened. I got the smoke. After about 20 minutes, I went and flipped them over, so I made sure I got good smoke on both sides, although you really should just get smoke on everything. I'm a stickler for that sort of thing. I want both sides to be the same color. And after about 44 minutes, I had reached an internal temperature of 165, which is what you're after. Try not to go over that, because, again, you lose the juices, you lose the flavor. Get them off, let them sit for a good 10 minutes. 5 minutes at the absolute inside, 10 minutes at the latest, then you begin to lose some heat and it's not going to taste as good. Cut them up and serve them, man, because they are unbelievably good. They're full of flavor. They've got that smoke flavor to them. They are tasty and they are tender and they are juicy and they're everything that you want a chicken breast to be, even when it's boneless and skinless. And it's a simple way that you can smoke something. It doesn't take all day. And it gives you the great smoked meat flavor that your family loves. Okay, there you go. Smoked chicken breasts on your kettle or your standard charcoal or even gas smoker. Courtesy of Mr. P's Butcher Shop and Deli, 813 Shades Crest Road in beautiful Bluff Park. Churning out the sandwiches until 4 o'clock this afternoon. Swing by and tell them you heard about it here.